The stay-at-home order means many of us are safe indoors, where we're generating a lot more trash and recycling. This increase is something TJ Berger is experiencing up close. She drives a recycling truck for waste management in Seattle. KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe caught up with her as she returned to work after 16 days out because of the coronavirus.
TJ Berger is one of just two women Teamsters at her job site with waste management out of 177 drivers. She empties recycling bins from dozens of businesses every day. Her shift starts at 3 in the morning, but she makes the drive from her home in Northeast Tacoma extra early to get ready.
Change into my uniform, put my boots on, and kind of just get into my work zone is what I call it. You know, throw on some AC/DC and just get ready to go.
This week, she's driving a new route through West Seattle and Rainier Valley with more residential pickups than usual. I reached her in her truck.
I'm doing a lot of the apartments and condos and like the condos built over the businesses. So I'm paying a lot of recycling.
It's physically demanding work, which is normally no problem. But TJ's more easily exhausted now. She and her partner got COVID-19 from their roommate. She had all kinds of telling symptoms, like losing her sense of taste and smell. But she's 31 and didn't meet the criteria to get tested for coronavirus, although her doctors advised her to self-quarantine for 2 weeks. There are all sorts of reasons to wish for that test to confirm the diagnosis. But for TJ, it was an economic issue. Without a positive test, she was initially told she wasn't eligible for crisis pay. She worked it out eventually by getting a doctor's note indicating that she had all the symptoms, just not the test to prove it. She got her crisis pay, full wages for 2 weeks. But it still stings. She pins the blame mostly on the lack of testing.
You know, the state said, hey, you guys are essential. We need you. Okay, well, essential means we're out there exposing ourselves out to this possible getting this virus, but we can't even have a test. Which I think is really not fair.
And TJ says sometimes her work can get pretty gnarly. Most of her shift is done when it's pitch dark out.
So I have to really be careful. I have a headlamp that I wear. There's urine on the ground. There's feces sometimes that's splattered across the wall. It's just really disgusting. But I mean, I change out my gloves. I constantly sanitize my hands.
Still, she says she actually feels blessed to be able to do this work. She likes driving a big truck and seeing the city as it wakes up in the earliest hours of the day. It's secure work and offers good pay and benefits. But there's a new problem now. It's about finding a bathroom during her 8 to 13-hour shifts. Normally, businesses have no problem letting her take a quick pit stop. Now, most of them are closed to the public.
Even the ones that are open, it's kind of like employees only using the facilities. And I understand why, but I'm out here being an essential worker. We're kind of all in this together. You know, come on, man. Like, I have my uniform on. You know, I'm not just some random person off the street.
Her employer is sympathetic. They gave her an app to help locate bathrooms along her route and told her not to hesitate to come back to the base early if she needs to. Still, she wishes there was better information about this virus.
I'm concerned being out here because, you know, there's not a lot of info about the virus. I'm not sure if once you have it, if you can get it again or you can't get it again. Or, you know, you could be a host of it and you could be out here giving it to other people and you might be non-symptomatic. So I'm kind of worried, not too much for myself, but other people.
She's being extra careful, wearing an N95 mask. All the company's vehicles are thoroughly disinfected after each shift, since they can be shared by multiple drivers. And TJ says her employer has assured her that if she comes down with the virus again, she will be eligible for a second round of crisis pay. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.
This is AC/DC's Thunderstruck. The TJ Berger says she plays to get going in the morning. You can find all our stories about the essential workers in our region at our website, knkx.org. That's also where you'll find a comprehensive list of resources on the COVID-19 pandemic. It's all at knkx.org.